do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Now it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, let's do it. Coming up, Dazzle and Danny D lets us know some of the national acts coming to town, like Sweethearts of the Rodeo tomorrow night at the Wildy, and had a wonderful visit with Janice earlier in the broadcast. That'll be up on the website tomorrow if you want to give that a look. What did you just do? Did you just, like, blow a kiss into the microphone? See, that would have been fine when you were on the Steve Harvey Show. Just blown a little kiss. I would have known that was for me. Nope, not a thing. And Samantha Fisher, Steve Harvey's friend, is here. And tomorrow, you know about her work with Play It Forward. Got her on national television. They taped in Chicago. That will air tomorrow, 4 o'clock on ABC 30. 4 o'clock on the Steve Harvey Show. National TV exposure and well deserved. And today, I guess today you were on Channel 5, too?
Yeah, last night and today. Just saying.
Two separate pieces or?
No, the same bit. Ran twice.
Yeah? Did you say hi to me or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you're consistent. I appreciate that.
But to my delight, which is I love St. Louis. I already had 5 emails this morning. A keyboard, a trombone, a trumpet, a drum kit. I mean, just from the segment. So it's wonderful.
So they did more in a day than we've done for you in 10 years, pretty much, what you're saying. Okay, good.
Not even close to
glad it. Too. Glad it's going well. Play it forward, STL.org, the website, and the charitable arm that Samantha works on tirelessly. And getting instruments into the hands of high school kids who wouldn't otherwise get a chance, because when they got to cut budgets, sadly, the arts and music are the first things to go, and you'd be shocked to learn that some of these programs, if there's any money, I mean, even like a big school district has like $200 for their music program and there's, you know, 5,000 kids in it. Obviously, not everybody's going to have an instrument to play, and Sam's trying to write that. So,
and the thing is, you know, and the message really is America just needs to do an instrument drive. They're in our homes. I say it all the time. I've never received an instrument for someone that hasn't said, I've had this for 10 years.
Right.
Had this 15 years. So we can just rustle them out of the house and put them back into the school. We could probably eliminate a lot of that problem.
And I'm going to make a donation, too. I saw your last email, and we actually posted it up on Facebook of stuff you were looking for. And I have a very nice drum machine.
Do you really?
Yes, that I'm going to give you.
That's awesome.
So
fantastic.
I want a receipt, but you can have it. And I want to wear the Steve Harvey jacket. Just
for how long?
Long enough to stain it.
Are you going to go outside in it, or are you just going to stay in the studio?
Oh, no. I'm going to go out and roll around in the mud with these.
If you go to, like, Shop and Save, they'll know Steve Harvey, and they'll recognize you with a jacket.
And think that I'm him. I get stopped. People think I'm Steve Harvey all the time. It's crazy how that works. All right. Anything else we need to talk about on the Play It Forward front besides your big TV appearance tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. We're excited. You know, it's a nice opportunity. And thanking Mozingos for just to remind everybody that they gave the financial gift of $5,000.
Yeah.
And we've been spending it already. So we're having a good time with that.
Yeah. New nails. I see your hair. Is that blouse new? Nice.
Cute. It's actually,
for the kids.
It's for the kids. It's actually an in-store credit. So I'm working with Brian Vaccaro. Big shout out. I told him again today that he was instrumental in Play It Forward.
Instrumental.
Okay. A little play on words. We can stop now.
Well, they have a little music academy, too, where they put bands together and teach them there. And he's going to bring in one of the bands, one of the Mozingo Kids bands, to perform in the studio.
You know, and we always find success when we see that. I mean, we were talking about that Dan Connor kid. He's 12 years old, and he's a rock star.
Right, and he got airtime last week.
Really? Yeah, well, yeah, he did. It's Irie Sun, and we did pronounce it wrong. It's Irie Sun.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
She told me.
I thought it probably was, but I get tired of correcting you, honestly. Gets a little old. Any fundraisers, concerts coming up, things like that?
Yeah, a couple of things. First time for us at the St. Charles Family Arena with the Little Kiss and the Savage Amusement. And that's kind of a thing to bring an instrument. So please, if you're in the St. Charles area and you're going to that show, if you have something, you know somebody, that's a great opportunity to bring an instrument there.
When is that concert?
April 12th.
Okay.
We might mention that one more time next week.
Yes, we'll have time to do that.
Absolutely. And real quick, speaking of younger bands, at rockyfest.com, Battle of the Bands at Lemons on April 28th. And that will ultimately in September be a benefit to Play It Forward as well. But if you're a younger band or parents are listening and they have kids and they want to compete in the Rocky Fest, it's the third annual. So it's kind of cool.
All right. And we'll mention that again.
All right. Sounds good.
When we get closer. Another thing we do is we feature some local artists and area musicians, and she knows them all, and give you a little taste of what they do and where they play and stuff like that. So let's get that going.
Always excited to talk about the Incurables. Because Jimmy Griffin's a rock star.
He is a rock star. I mean, I wouldn't trust him to do, like, my insurance or, you know, my taxes. The guy looks like a rock star. He moved, you know, getting a drink at the drinking fountain. It's like, wow, you just did that like a rock star would drink from the drinking fountain. What else could he do?
That is so true. It's like every movement of his face and his body is rock star.
Yeah, totally a rock star. Yeah. And of course, that's his band when he's not doing the Pink Floyd thing or the Led Zeppelin thing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So, of course, his great band, The Incurables, just released their last album. But at Plush Friday, April 12th, with a Cree Rider family band who I love. And you'll like this name, Tight Pants Syndrome. You heard of them?
Not familiar with them.
I like those band names.
I like the band name, absolutely. My favorite still remains either Smorgasbord 9 or Kathleen Turner Overdrive. Those are my two favorites. So
it's always been. So real quick, Jimmy Griffin, back to Rockstar. So I guess there's a website called Drumlog Cartoons. You ever heard of it?
No.
You can mix yourself in with the animation. And they made this video, and it's on his website. You have to go see it.
I did see that because the drummer from El Monstero did that.
Yes. What's his name? I can't think.
Yes. I can't think. Something Italian.
Okay. But I just watched it today, and I just thought it was absolutely brilliant.
And where is that?
It's on their website and on their Facebook, but it's done from Drumlog Cartoons.
Right.
First time I've seen it.
Okay.
Anyway, moving forward, let's hear some Jimmy Griffin with the Incurables, and this is a track called Fall So Hard.
Incurables, Jimmy Griffin and Company, Friday, April 12th at Plush on the bill, Cree Rider family band, and Tight Pants Syndrome. All right. That was good. That was nice. That was
like
good.
It. Love
a little loud.
Track two.
I'm 50 now. That's a little loud. Just saying.
Well, we could turn it down in the studio.
What's wrong with ballads? Now, Glenn Miller, that was music. Sorry. Get off my lawn.
Speaking of, I love your album updates on the Facebook. Very entertaining.
Weird album covers this week
on
Facebook.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
I got one left tomorrow. I'll tell you, it was hard to narrow it down. And the sad thing is, I own those records. I have probably 150 albums that I have for no other reason that they're really strange and I've never even played them.
Well, they're collector items.
I know. Someday I'll put these on Facebook. That's why I should buy this at this yard sale. Okay, who now? What now?
CD release party for Unanimous At Jefferson Warehouse, 2501 South Jefferson. Doors at 8, show at 9. $10 includes the CD. Unanimous is an original hip rock reggae band from St. Louis. And they've had some couple albums out. 2003, they recorded their first. The second one came out. It was called Retaliation. They split up for about 6 years just to continue their education. They're back together. And they've already put out a CD, or they're going to.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad they patched things up. And hip rock reggae?
Hip rock reggae.
Okay.
And you know I had to look at that how many times to make sure I said it right.
And you did.
You know I would have went hip hop.
Very impressed.
Well, thank you. I did my work.
Unanimous. Did you bring in their music?
Yes, I did.
Are you going to share that?
Yeah, this track's called Acoustic.
Reggae sounds like. I like that. I'm glad they patched things up and got back together. Don't wait another 6 years before you do another record. Unanimous, that CD release party set for them. When is that?
Is that not on here? Doors open at 8, shows at 9. It's this weekend. It's Friday night. I do know that.
Okay, because it isn't on there. It doesn't say when the show is. It wasn't me. All right, we can do one more. What do you got for us? What do you mean,
Well, just my favorite. I know we play him a couple times here.
But he's
there.
Not even a St. Louis guy. You got to stop squeezing this guy in. Because local band gets bumped because you've got the hots for this Andy Frasco.
I don't have the hots for him. He's 24 years old. Okay, well, that doesn't matter. No.
Tell me more, Coug.
Well, you know, he's playing at my home venue, the Oyster Bar, and he really doesn't play anywhere else in St. Louis, so if you're going to catch him, he's only here a couple times a year, kids.
He is awesome. He really is.
It's going to be Saturday, April 13th, that we call him Barefoot Boogie. This kid is amazing. That afro, that head of hair is just in this barefoot playing the keys. He's high energy.
And if you go to
AndyFrasco and the UN.com. Don't look at what I wrote down.
Okay, AndyFrasco and the UN.com. And I've watched a few of his videos on YouTube and wildly entertaining. What a great performer.
And a great human being. He's got a beautiful documentary about his music and why and what. And if you're musically just in your soul, you can't watch that without being moved by it.
He's a New Orleans guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes. So when he comes to St. Louis, it's only a couple times a year. We had him at Mardi Gras. And he just rocked everybody in St. Louis. So it's going to be a Saturday night. I think there's a did you say cards? Cards and Brewers game in town. So that should be a great night. I hope
already?
You will.
Huh? Really? Already? Baseball? How did that happen?
Opening day, April 8th.
I still got snow in my yard. That'll be interesting. So a week from Saturday, that show at the Oyster Bar.
Yeah, 736 South Broadway.
Oyster Bar.
We don't, $7 at the door, and the show starts at 10, so it's a late show, 10 to 2, and he will play till 2 a.m. sharp.
Also, and we'll go out with some Andy Frasco here in a second, but let me mention one more time, ABC 30, tomorrow, 4 p.m., the Steve Harvey Show, Samantha Fisher getting some national television airtime. So, very
go
excited.
Figure. Who saw that coming? Nobody.
I did. That's why I was trying to get the shout out, but We all know how that went. Terrific.
We'll go to Ellen together. How about that?
PlayItForwardSTL.org, too, for more information on what they're doing there and the Channel 5 piece. If you missed that, I'm sure that's up on KSDK's website. Thank you very much, my dear.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate you. I'll see you next week. And we're going to go out with Andy Fresco, and the track is called What Can I Say?
Coming up, Dan Dirkholtz, as we continue with the Thursday Night Music Club on The Carney Show. Stick around. Yeah.